your host, Eric Balance, and this is the Resilient Minds Podcast. Join me as I explore the capabilities of our minds and how our X factor can become our Y factor. Now is our time.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm super excited to have you guys today with a great and dear friend of mine, Anil Gupta. Anil is a world expert on relationships and happiness, and what better time to have him than right now? This is a perfect, amazing time. He has coached some of the most famous celebrities on the planet, like Mike Tyson. He's been a guest speaker on Richard Branson's Necker Island, and he's inspired, you know, slum kids in Mumbai, India. So he's really spent and enjoyed a lot of his time helping people overcome obstacles that prevent them living that fulfilled life. And he's appeared on stages all across the world. He's recently even spoken in Medellin, Colombia, in front of 10,000 raving fans, which I have to say, I'm a big raving fan myself, brother.
No, so thank you, brother.
He's appeared at Harvard on a number of different occasions. He's been a guest speaker on Fox News and a best-selling author of Immediate Happiness. And I'm super excited because we'll be touching point on some of that today. His work has been in translation in 8 different languages and has been spoken into on 4 continents performing life-changing workshops. Anil has dedicated the rest of his life to impacting 1 billion lives. So, without further ado, Mr. Anil Gupta, thank you so much for being here today, my friend.
No, I'm so excited. And the reason I've dedicated the rest of my life to helping people, because I know I don't have that much time left.
Oh, come on, you know, you're young at heart, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Come
on. I've only got 40 years left, so not much.
That's right, exactly. Funny. And how much, it's like Tony says, we don't recognize how much time, how much we can do in such a short amount of time. You know what I mean? And really what we can actually do in such a longer period of time is absolutely, when you're organized and you're decisive, how much you can actually implement and create, it fascinates me. But, you know, I really want to touch point.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, really, it's not about the number of breaths you take, but the number of times your breath is taken away. So, you know, if you live to be 100 and your breath has never been taken away, what's the point? So if you live 30, 40, 50 years and you do such amazing work, you impact people, to me, that's more powerful. It's not the number of breaths, but the number of times your breath is taken away.
I think that's like really, really a powerful. I've never heard it put that way. And I think that so many people will be able to resonate with that. So yeah. Really, it's so important. So I want to first and foremost, you know, really ask you, you know, this amazing book, Immediate Happiness, right? It's literally something that you've stood for, you know, for long. So take me back, you know, why is this so important to you right now? You know, and I think it's important for so many. But I think that it comes from inside of you, Anil, and I think it's important for everyone to know why.
Yeah, really, it's not a book, it's a manual. When we were born, we were never given a manual. It teaches you how to handle upsets, how human beings behave, why we react and respond, why we sabotage relationships, why we do what we do. And once you start reading it and you're applying it, people think knowledge is power, but it's not. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is power only when you implement. So when you start taking the simple steps, but they're practical steps, that's why I called it immediate happiness. So for example, within 10 seconds, I can make your listeners feel much happier.
Please, Les, let's do this. I think everybody can definitely use that right now.
Okay, look at your hands. When was the last time you thanked them? What have they done for you? Everything. People take these things for granted, our skin, our health, our eyes, and they focus on the stuff like the cars and the houses. Don't do that. These are the things you need to focus on. Be grateful for what you have and don't focus on what you don't have.
Wow. It is, and that's so important. It's the gratitude of waking up every morning and recognizing, you know, the things that we... It's like I literally was talking the other day with some of my family back in Canada, and it was fascinating to think of, like, this was always everything, you know, that goes on in our world, or it's what's going on right now. It was always going to happen. You know, it was always going to be something that we needed to get through. And yeah. Being grateful for, like, you know, the little things right now is really what's going to get us even more to the next stage in our own lives and being excited about that.
Yeah, and you know, it's the small things. What do you miss? A cup of coffee, you know, waving to someone nearby or hugging someone. You know, Christopher Reeve, Superman, was asked, what would you love to do above all else? He said, I want to hug my son. So focus on the small things. The small things are the big things. It really makes a difference. And, you know, another exercise your listeners can do is to write down 30 things they're grateful for. And as they write them down, notice how they feel, because everything we do as human beings is for a feeling. We have a house, a car, money in the bank for the feeling it gives us. So what I'm trying to teach people is that we can control our lives instead of life controlling us, especially in these times. It's our choice. It's our life. We get to choose. And how about you take your life back? How about you take control back? How about you start being in charge? How cool would that be?
And I think that, you know, I love that because I think it resonates with a lot of genuinely, like, my thought about it is, wow, this is a time for so many people to come back and really take back charge, like you're saying, to what is really important to them. You know, maybe slow down, maybe have the opportunity to learn or read or understand a little bit more about what you're really passionate about. Because, you know, maybe this is a moment where a higher intelligence, something greater than ourselves, is telling us to, you know, go within.
Absolutely. You know, why not do some exercises? Allocate 15 minutes a day to daydream. When was the last time you did that as a kid? Allocate 15 minutes just to say thank you to someone. Allocate 15 minutes to just read a book. Allocate 15 minutes to learn a new language. But this is a golden opportunity for you to show up. So at the end of it, everyone's going to say, what did you do? And you say, well, I did nothing. You know, I just waited to the end. No. Well, I learned a language. I did this. I did this. I did this. And people think it takes 10,000 hours to get good at something, to get to be an expert. But it only takes 20 hours to get good at something. So if you spent 20 hours in immersion learning a language, you'll get pretty good. So This is a golden opportunity. Half a week.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you can learn a couple things in that time then, you know, doing it.
Amazing. And amazing. If you started one new habit every week, at the end of a year, you'd have 52 amazingly new habits.
And Neil, so, you know, I'm sure that, you know, you didn't just all of a sudden, you know, start thinking in this powerful way, you know, and then, you know, creating this amazing book, you know, and doing these things. But what hurdles did you personally face, you know, in your own experience of life, and how did you face them to be able to overcome them? Because I'm certain, you know, the resilient mind is so important, and we all create our X factor that becomes our Y factor, kind of like, you know, we really want to, within us, you know, develop the why, the passion that comes out. So what hurdles, you know, again, what hurdles did you personally face throughout your life? And maybe if you can share with some listeners, you know, things, how you were able to overcome them.
In fact, I did a TED talk on this very subject. I was suicidal in 2008, and I had to overcome that great hurdle. I couldn't do it by myself. So Tony Robbins had to do an intervention on me. His wife, Sage, did a couple of interventions on me, and his brother-in-law, Scotty, did a few interventions on me, and then my wife did an intervention on me. And I remember having to tell her, look, honey, there's some really bad news I need to tell you. And she looked up at me and said, what's going on? I said, look, we've lost everything. And then she looked at me, smiled at me, and gave me a big hug. I was so confused. I said, what's going on? She said, honey, I knew something was wrong, but I thought you were dying. That's what I was concerned about. She didn't care about the money, and she was relieved. So this is a golden opportunity for whoever you're with at the moment. Find out what they want. Find out what makes them happy, what makes them sad. Maybe it's not the money they want. Maybe it's just you. Maybe it's this is the time you can get more deeply connected to the people that you love. Because the two most important things in life are relationships and health. That's it. Golden opportunity.
So this experience that you were going through, was it obvious, or did you just kind of like, did people have to push, or did you just stumble, you know, like did Tony, Sage, you know, Scotty, your wife, you know, did they have to push to really get, you know, that out of you, how to get through these interventions, how to really start working? Like, what was it like, if you don't mind getting like deeper of how you were able to overcome this? Because I think that there's going to be people out there, Anil, that can really resonate, especially at this time, with that type of experience or feeling. I think it's important, you know, if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah. So my wife said, what do you love to do? I said, well, I love to help people and coach. She said, why don't you do that? And I said, what about the money? She said, honey, don't worry about the money. Do what you love. And the beautiful thing is I started doing that. And I started doing one other thing, which is to give. In the moment you give authentically, all the pain and suffering disappears. Now, a lot of people give, but they want something back. That's not giving. So if you give authentically, I promise you, it becomes a beautiful feeling. As I said, we do everything for a feeling. In the moment you give, all the pain and suffering is eliminated. And when the pain and suffering is eliminated, it produces hope. And when you have hope, you have more energy, more vitality. So focus on other people. That's the secret.
Focusing on other people. I think that's... So when you were starting to focus on others, how did you get started by doing that? What did you... You know, take me through it.
So I would give free coaching. I would help people. People were in difficulties. I would go help them, call them, speak to them. My friend said, Anil, why don't you do an event? I said, well, I'd like to, but I'm scared. And he said, what are you scared of? And I was so concerned what other people thought. I said, hey, Louis, what happens if no one turns up? He said, Anil, if no one turns up, no one will know. Great. So I did my first event, six people, really, so yeah. Concerned. 6, 10, 15, 20, 100 people. Eventually, I spoke in front of 10,000 people. And one of the things that Richard Branson told me was this, always say yes and work it out afterwards. Always say yes.
And what did he mean by that? Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that hear that quote, you know, especially, you know, coming from, you know, Richard and, you know, the fact that you have a relationship with Richard and him telling you that, what, do you mind going deeper into what he actually means by that? Because maybe there's people out there that, you know, that just see the surface level of what that means.
Okay. So if you were to ask me, Anil, can you get me 100,000 masks by the end of the week? Yeah, I will. I'll make it happen. Anil, can you come and talk? Exactly the same thing happened to me. Can you come and talk on stage for 10,000 people? I said yes, but inside I thought, how am I going to do that? But the thing is, as soon as you say yes, you step into it. You find a way. You have to find a way. Just say yes. If someone asks you something difficult, just say yes. Can you do 50 push-ups? Yes. Just do it. And if you don't do it, it doesn't matter, because how you show up will be totally different. Your mindset changes. Your physiology changes. And it's pretty exciting too, because all of a sudden it becomes possible. You don't listen to the stories.
Yeah.
You don't listen to the stories, the negativity, the BS. You know what BS is? The belief systems you've been brought up with. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not lovable. There's something wrong with me. I'm going to fail. I never succeed. Blah, 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 blah.
So, and I think that, you know, coming from that element of that energy, like being around, you know, Richard Branson, you know, he's probably had a fair share of his own you know, failures that he was able to, that allowed him to propel forward, you know, and maybe, you know, what is it like being in that type of, you know, belief system or that type of energy, you know, like I've seen, you know, videos of you and him, you know, playing tennis together and having that type of great energy around. How does that translate into, you know, your, the way that you can show up for your family, for the relationships around you? Because that's a pretty amazing, you know, experience, you know, I must, you know, from my perspective, 100%.
You know, the biggest things I've learned from him are really not business, but it's personal. You know, how he treats people with humility and kindness, how he talks to people. So once I was at a dinner table and he was next to me, his CEO was on one side and then two other people were on to the right of me. And then they were all talking and I wanted to say something. And he said, "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, would you give this man a moment to speak?" And that was me. And I thought, oh my God, what do I say now? But he was aware that I wasn't able to speak, although they were very high-end people compared to, you know, where I was. But he had the awareness, and that's the secret. He has a very beautiful level of awareness. So he'll listen to you. He'll be present to you. He's very humble. He'll pick up his own plate. He'll walk. He won't ask for any special favors. No bodyguards. Very humble. Very kind. Very generous. Very playful too. That's the one thing I do like about him. It's very playful.
It's amazing. What was it like speaking, you know, on Necker Island for him?
Honestly, I was very, very, very nervous. I couldn't sleep all night. And the night before, he said, "Look, Anil, I have a business meeting in the morning. I may not be able to make your event, but maybe I'll come late." And I thought, oh, okay. Then I couldn't sleep all night. And then in the morning, he said, "Look, you know, I can make it." And I thought, oh no. But once you start delivering, everything is handled. So even if you're really scared and really nervous, make sure you know your stuff. Make sure that you know what to say, how to say it. Make sure that you deliver with the purpose of serving. Don't deliver with a view of what will other people think of me. You have to let go of the ego. As long as you, and it's all about intent. When you have pure intent and you're serving to help other people, people know that, they feel that.
That's so important. It's so important.
Yeah, really. It's not about you. It's about the difference you make.
Can you say that again, Anil? Because that's huge.
Yeah. You know, it's not about you. It's about the difference you make. It's not about you. We're here to make a difference. Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Oh, wow. Get out of the way. It's not a... And I think that that's so important. I can say that there's so many listeners or, you know, so many clients or so many people that, you know, watch, hear, listen to, you know, our content or read your book or things like, and their focal point is about how, what are people going to think of me? How about, what are they going to think of? How are they going to judge me? You know, if I go after doing what I love or doing what I want to achieve or how I want to show up on this planet, how am I going to look or what are my family going to say about me? What's this? What's that? And, you know, what would be, you know, your, like in addition to, you know, it not being about them, what would be some more, you know, some advice you could give them? Because that's so profound. When you get out of the way, when you step out of the way and you focus on that mission and you focus on that service, and you focus on delivering results for that person, you know, that now you come from that servitude mentality. What would be your advice for people that are struggling with, you know, judgment of others?
Yeah. Really, here's one sentence that they need to listen to. What other people think of you is none of your business. Okay. You're not that important. So for example, if I told you a joke, you might find it funny, but if I told you the same joke over and over and over again, you'd get sick and tired of it. So I fell flat on my face today. Ha 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 ha, they can laugh at me. But how many times can they repeat it? And it's about the intent. And you're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to do something stupid, but it doesn't matter because your intent was pure. Your intent was to serve. And if you're always serving and you have pure intent, it doesn't matter. Remember, what other people think of you is none of your business. And you never know what impact you have. People will always remember how you made them feel. There are two types of people. One that makes you happy when you enter the room, and one that makes you happy when they leave the room. Which one are you going to be? It's really that simple.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that is powerful. That's very powerful.
So there's a lot of stuff there. So, it's all about how you show up. What's your intent? What's your vibrational energy? Who do you really want to help? How many people do you want to help? Are you playing small? Could you play a bigger game? When is now a good time? And as you get going, you get momentum. And with momentum, you make bigger impact.
Okay. So I think that brings me to a really kind of an idea that or point that came off in a conversation the other day. And I want to get your insight on this more than anything. And I think that it's like, okay, so, you know, I was having a conversation, you know, with a family member the other day, and he was talking about, oh, you know, it's like it's being really bad. The economy is really, 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 you know, with all this whole corona thing, the economy is, you know, there's going to be, you know, people that are in their 50s, 60s with their back against the wall and uncertain about where they're going. And just a lot of like really concerns, but not being able to see what else is possible. So with people that may be going through this like really, really difficult time, whether it's their, you know, their businesses or, you know, their experiences, because right now is going to be like a lot of mental health awareness, I think, that people are going to be going through as a result of, you know, their businesses or losing their jobs or things like this. And how can, you know, somebody that's listening right now that maybe have lost their job or has maybe, you know, lost their business or is struggling with looking, you know, creating more momentum, how can they really recognize this could be something that is a unique opportunity inside of them, their business? And it comes from, you know, recognizing something. So maybe you could just, you know, advise on people that might be struggling with that type of concept in, or belief system.
Yeah. So in this moment, it's not what happens, it's who you become. So if you decide to become courageous, adventurous, capable, that will help you. Now, awareness gives you clarity. Clarity gives you focus. Focus gives you action. Action gives you results. Results gives you momentum. Momentum gives you everything. So what you need to do right now is have a very high level of awareness. Ask yourself, what else can I do? How can I repurpose? How can I show up differently? How can I innovate? How can I create a $1 billion business? How can I come out stronger than this? What do I need to change? Who do I need to become? What do I need to do right now? What are the resources available to me? This is a golden opportunity for you right now to show up like you've never shown up. If I told you, more millionaires and billionaires will be made in the next year than ever in a lifetime of humanity. How exciting. And it's true. This is a time to be. You have to plant the seeds. You have to show up stronger. You have to show up with clarity. You have to show up with awareness. So juice yourself up because it's going to happen. And do you want to be one of them? I do.
Me too.
Yep.
I put my hand up. So, you know, going back to your book, you know, Immediate Happiness, right? I think it's important, like, because I honestly, like, I've learned a little bit as I continue, you know, as we've become friends last year, you know, I've learned more and more about you, Anil, and it's so like always fascinating, like listening to, you know, the words that come out, the insights that you give, the wisdom that you have. Why does somebody need to read this book? Because I think there's a lot of tremendous value inside of this book, and I think it's important that they're there's an associated element of myth. So maybe there's a common myths around, you know, what it creates immediate happiness. Not the book itself, but that element of immediate happiness from yourself. What are some common myths that are associated around immediate happiness, and how can that translate into taking a read into your book?
Well, in there, there's the formula for happiness. Happiness equals GQ. The first G is you have to give. We spoke about that. The second G is you have to be grateful. We spoke about that. But the third G is you have to grow emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. So this book will help you to do that. Simple, practical, there's no fluff. It's straight to the point. So let me give you an example. As human beings, we love to tell stories around everything. And one of the chapters I talk about is not what you say, it's how you say it. So if you want to get something, you want to get a result, you want to get a contract, you want to get a sale, you want to increase revenues, by changing what you say and how you say it can drastically positively impact your revenues. For example, I would always leave the toilet seat up and my wife would get upset. And sometimes I would do it deliberately just to wind her up, because that's the type of guy I used to be back then. But one day she said to me, "Honey, when you do that, I can't love you as much." Before, she was nagging me, and that really didn't work. But the way she said it allowed me to change my behavior, and not only change it, but change it willingly and with love. So it's not what you say, it's how you say it. This one thing could make a difference. Another sentence that changed my life was this: be so amazing that you cannot be ignored. And if you are ignored, it doesn't matter, because how you show up will be this beautiful soul. Be so amazing that you cannot be ignored. Just one sentence in this book, just one paragraph in this book can make the difference that makes the difference. You know, if you've got kids, you've got to read this book. There's some amazing parenting tips. You know, one of the biggest mistakes people make in marriages, do you know what it is?
I have no idea. I was married once before, so I definitely made a few mistakes, 100%. Yeah.
One of the biggest mistakes people make in marriages is they make their children their number one priority. You must never do that. Always make your spouse your number one priority. If your spouse is your number one priority, they will never leave you. But if you make the child the number one priority, the spouse will get attention from somewhere else. And then it's a recipe for disaster. That one thing could save your marriage.
Well,
it's worth it.
It is worth it, 100%. You know, coming from even from myself, like being divorced in the past, there was definitely, you know, whether we didn't have kids, but, you know, that level of priority definitely changed as the relationship kept continuing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's cool, man. So what compelled you to really dedicate, you know, your life to impacting the 1 billion, you know, lives that you're continuing to serve?
You know, I do these events and seminars all over the world. And one day I was asked, "Hey, what are you up to?" And I thought, yeah, let me think of something. And it just popped in my head. At first, it was a little bit of an ego crush, you know, 1 billion people. Wow, look at me, look at me. Then I really thought about it and I let it sink. And I said, you know, Anil, that's possible. All you need to do is get on some big shows, Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres, blah, blah, blah. So I've been on Fox News. I've been on at Harvard. I just did a TEDx. So once you put it out there, everything changes. And, you know, just be courageous. And remember, it's not what happens. It's who you become. It's not about you. It's about the difference you make. And it's addictive. You know, once you start helping people, Eric, yeah, you love helping people. It's addictive. When someone's life is changed because of you, we never know the impact we have on other people. People always remember how you made them feel. It is the most amazing, incredible experience and feeling ever.
Yeah, you know, Anil, when you touch on, you know, wanting to change lives and other people that want to change lives, because, you know, there's people that, you know, like for myself, I really want to go out there, and help people and help people change their own lives. So, you know, if there's somebody that's listening right now and they're also in that boat where they're wanting to, you know, push themselves to this next element, to continuing to serve, to continuing to give, to continuing to provide immense value to their tribe or their communities, and they're getting, you know, there's uncertainty, or there's fear of failure, or, you know, there's all of these things that are showing up to tell them to stop. What do you, you know, you mentioned courage. What are things that, because you, I'm sure that you've been through that yourself, right? Where you're like, I don't know if I can keep going. I don't know if I can continue doing. And then all of a sudden there was breaking points, right? Breaking points that you, and then you started to continue to grow.
Yeah. You know, when you started to walk, did you fall down, get up and say, no, I'm not going to do this? No, you said you must do this. So there's something that has to pull you. And you are going to fall. But if you're going to fall, fall forward. And then get up. And it's okay to be hurt. It's okay to stay there for a while. Don't worry about that. But you have to get up. You can change the destiny of mankind. Yes, we all can. And it's okay to rest. And it's okay to give up at times or feel like giving up. It's okay. But that just makes you even stronger because you have the awareness. That gives you a greater level of awareness. When you slow down, when you want to give up, the feeling you get from not helping people will override the feeling of just resting and giving up. So it'll pull you and it will continue to pull you. But you'll have your ups and downs, which is what you need. It's not a straight journey. So remember, this is not about you. Okay? Not about you.
Yeah, I think that's always, I find, so a little story. A couple months ago, I was in a really like, I don't know, it was that valley. You know, I hit a valley. And I think I even reached out to you. We chatted, like, you know, I think I sent you a text and we talked and you kind of like, Eric, go do this or go do this. And it was in the middle of like my really low point. And it was a few months ago. And I realized that in that moment, I could have stayed there. And I felt like, you know, something like the universe was pushing me or creating. Something happened inside of me, you know, and it was like weeks where I was like waking up like lethargic. I was like, I was just tired all the time, you know, and it was a combination, my diet, so like everything just like, I was not in the best, like playing at optimal rate. Right. And I remember just that day of being like, I'm going to make a conscious choice right now to change that. And as a result, you know, I feel like I've been able to manifest continuously better results and show up stronger for clients, doing more things for people. And it wasn't about ever me. It was about how do I show up stronger for people, right? And then, you know, now it's like, I feel like I'm prepared in this time of need to show up even more powerfully for individuals that need us, you know, that are in that constant despair. So I think that was like, when you, like, even the energy, like, you know, or the way that you were able to just be like, Eric, keep going was so grateful. And then all, obviously, like a lot of your content, you know, I was taking in tremendously. So I just want to, Anil, thank you for that, because I think that you don't even realize that was an element for me where it really like gave me that keep going, you know. And I think that's the first time that I actually told you about that, so thank you.
Thank you. As I said, we never know the impact we have on other people. Yeah. And you know, remember this one thing you need to know. There is greatness inside of you. You know, my friend Les Brown, he always says this. There's greatness inside of you. Ask yourself, what's the greatness? What is it you're really great at? Mm. You know, what is it you're really, really great at? You know, you're not showing off. This is not showing off. What are you great at? Are you great at connecting? Are you great at being a great mother, a great father? Are you great at just being a human being? But there is greatness inside of you. Remember, you are worthy. You are good enough. You are smart enough. And this is your time right now.
Yes, this is your time. This is all of our time, you know, and it's so important. So I guess, you know, my big question, I have obviously a few big questions. What's in store for you next? Like, what are you doing, you know, in store for you next to you know, continuing to grow, continuing to evolve? You know, you're always about giving. So I know you're always giving, but what's next for you?
Well, we had planned a trip to the Dalai Lama. In fact, we were supposed to meet him today, but we're postponing back maybe August, September, October. And we'll be doing a lot of work in India. India is a great space for us because there's a lot of people and they're hungry for knowledge. They're hungry for new ideas. And that's where we'll be spending a lot of time. So we're very excited around that. There's some great programs. The country is in a pivotal point where there's a great deal of growth and knowledge that's being disseminated to the masses. We're very excited about that.
That is exciting. And it's not going to be, that's not your first time with the Dalai Lama, is it?
No, it's our second trip. We did one in November. And in fact, the highlight wasn't actually meeting the Dalai Lama. The highlight was the experience that my son and my wife and I had around helping other people. So that was very addictive. And I thought, wow, I really want to do this. And then my son spent 2 months in India now just setting it up. He's back in London looking after my father, but we're going to go back again and impact more people.
Yeah, you are. Of course you are. It's amazing. And your family is really working alongside you the whole time.
Absolutely. You know, my wife has been a great support. My son is really, really doing a lot of work in India. He's doing really well. He's been supporting a lot of the organizations there, raising funds and giving them tools, coaching the kids, teachers, putting systems in place, implementations. Really making a big difference. Yeah, he's a great kid.
Cool, man. So I think that's, yeah, it's in you, like you have that connected family, you know, fiber, right? And now together you guys get to kind of leave that legacy and carry it on as the years go by, right? So, you know, with regards to, you know, just really telling the viewers or sharing with the viewers, immediate happiness, right? We all have the component of, you know, creating that within ourselves and what we can do inside of ourselves and how we can deliver that to more people around us. What would be three tips that you would tell, you know, whoever that's listening right now, three tips that you would share to help them get through not just this time of, you know, difficulty, but any time of difficulty?
Okay. So first thing, perform 5 random acts of kindness. And as you perform these acts of kindness, notice how you feel. Write down 30 things you're grateful for. And as you write them down, notice how you feel. Now, the formula for happiness is happiness equals G cubed. Give, grow, gratitude. And at any given time, one of those three levels is below the rest. So at the moment, it could be gratitude. So if you're focusing on gratitude as the lowest G, that's the only thing you need to focus on. And if you work on the lowest G, everything rises. You could go and thank someone, you know, a teacher, mother, father, brother, sister, who helped you. It has to be you doing something for someone else. That's the greatest thing you can do.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And the one last thing that you, so where could people literally come find you? How can they, you know, reach out to you, or what website, or where can they find you on social media? I'll post them in the show notes anyways, but regardless, you know, it'd be nice just to hear.
Okay. So actually people can find out how happy they actually are. So if you go to myhappytest.com, my email address is Anil, A-N-I-L, at Immediate Happiness. My Instagram is Anil Gupta USA. And I can't remember the other links, but I'll send them to you.
Yeah, no worries. And I'll post them for those of you that are driving or you know, somewhere, you know, that you can't, you know, write anything down. I'll have all of this posted into the show notes. And just wanted to, you know, finally just thank you, Anil, for coming on. I think that
my pleasure.
Tremendous value. You know, I'm so grateful because we've got to spend, I was hoping to see you in May and in the UK, you know,
for
Tony's event, but it's okay. We'll just see each other, you know, another time soon. So
it'll be even more beautiful.
It'll be even more beautiful. Absolutely. So grateful so much for your time. Thank you so much for all the beautiful insights. And looking forward to connecting soon, my friend. Blessings to you and blessings to your family.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Resilient Minds podcast. If you seriously love the episode, please be sure to share it with your friends and click that subscribe button. Do it now. As I continue to grow, I'll be bringing on some leading entrepreneurs into the show. So follow me on Instagram or Facebook and drop a comment or send me a DM. Tell me who you'd love for me to interview and who you'd like to hear more from. Once again, Eric Valens signing off. And remember this, your X factor always determines your Y factor.